Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I'll be home for Christmas.
Welcome back, 34 After. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's our Christmas Day show. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Very little business on this day, when I celebrate Christmas on my show. One of the guys that I've turned to since the beginning, in fact, I turned to him before I knew him, John O'Donohue, my favorite Irishman, the late John O'Donohue. I'm so fortunate to have known him for about 10 years before he died, much too young. But his book, Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom, if you don't have it, you must have it. But you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to keep one, and you will want to give one away. You will know someone you'll want to give this to. But there's a part, and I've read every year since this is my 14th time to read something from the book, even before I knew John. And later, he joined me, and we spent some time with him. You can still find those archives on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just type in John O'Donohue. You'll find those. But one of the chapters that struck me in this book is called One of the Greatest Sins is the Unlived Life. I've read this on Christmas before, and I want to do this again now. And it ends with a blessing of solitude from John. In the Western tradition, we are taught many things about the nature of negativity and the nature of sin. But we were never told that one of the greatest sins is the unlived life. We are sent into the world to live to the full everything that awakens within us and everything that comes toward us. It is a lonely existence to be at the deathbed of someone who is full of regret, to hear him say how he would love another year, to do the things his heart had always dreamed of but believed he could never do until he retired. He had always postponed the dream of his heart. There are many people who do not live the lives they desire. Many of the things they hold back from inhibiting their destiny are false. These are only images in their mind. They are not real barriers at all. We should never allow our fears or expectations of others to set the frontier of our destiny. We are so privileged to still have time. We have but one life, and it is a shame to limit it by fear and false barriers. Irenaeus, a wonderful philosopher and theologian in the second century, said, "The glory of God is the human person fully alive." It is lovely to imagine that real divinity is the presence in which all beauty, unity, creativity, darkness, and negativity are all harmonized. The divine has such passionate creativity and instinct for the fully inhibited mind. If you allow yourself to be the person that you are, then everything will come into rhythm. If you live the life you love, you will receive shelter and blessings. Sometimes the great famine of blessing in and around us derives from the fact that we are not living the life we love. Rather, we are living the life that is expected of us. We have fallen out of rhythm with the secret signature of light and of our own nature. The shape of each soul is different. There is a secret destiny for each person. When you endeavor to repeat what others have done or force yourself into a preset mold, you betray your individuality. We need to return to the solitude within to find again the dream that lies at the heart of the soul. We need to feel the dream with the wonder of a child approaching a threshold of discovery. When we rediscover our childlike nature, we enter into a world of great possibility, gentle possibility. Consequently, we will find ourselves more frequently at that place, at the place of ease, delight, and celebration. The false burdens fall away. We come into the rhythm with ourselves. Our clay shape gradually learns to walk beautifully on this magnificent earth. The greatest sin is an unlived life. And John O'Donohue ends that passage with this poem, A Blessing of Solitude. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect with your own individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. The greatest sin is an unlived life. That's the message from my friend, the late John O'Donohue, after he's been gone now about 3 years, died at 52, much too young. I encourage you to find this book, Anam Cara. You will do as I do. You'll return to it often. It's 20 Till. Merry Christmas. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.